here, the only thing better than curling up with an old movie in front of a roaring fire is performing an old movie in front of a live audience. We are talking specifically about the 10th annual benefit production of It's a Wonderful Life, which will be performed on Friday, December 21st at Cafe Istanbul at 7 o'clock p.m. We have one of the directors, George Trahanis, in the studio with us today to tell us about the upcoming benefit. So thank you, George, so much for coming in and talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. It's a pleasure to be here. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. So let's start off talking about the production, because when people hear, oh, It's a Wonderful Life, they may think it's your run-of-the-mill production.
Right.
But tell us about how this is different than all other productions.
Okay. First of all, as you mentioned, it's the 10th anniversary of our production of It's a Wonderful Life, which is done by the NOLA Voice Talent Foundation. And that is a 501c3 group that provides education and opportunities to the community at large, to youth and other organizations as well. And I'm happy to say that since we started this production way back in 2009, we have been able to raise a minimum, I believe, of $20,000 for 501c3 projects here in the New Orleans area.
And this is a live broadcast, correct?
Right. It's a live broadcast, just like the old radio plays of the 40s, and with a live audience, and the audience is encouraged to participate. And we have a couple villains who we encourage people to boo at and cheering on the hero. And it's a lot of fun.
And how did you get involved in the project?
Well, I moved here in 2015 from New York City. And one of the first people I met here in town was Stephen James, who is the director of the NOLA Voice Talent Foundation and also the NOLA Voice Agency. And he cast me in last year's production of It's a Wonderful Life. And it went so well that he asked me if I'd be interested in co-directing and performing in this year's production.
Oh, so you're doing both?
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, since you are an actor, you're directing as well, how does, when you're taping something for a live national audience, how does it change the dynamics of being on stage or working on stage?
Well, it makes the stakes a little higher. And it also taps into your sense of responsibility that you want to share this experience with everybody out there listening in Radio Land. And it's very exciting because Stephen James always says, you've got to do stuff. And this is a prime example. If you want to develop yourself as an artist, if you want to contribute to the community, you have to do stuff. And this is a biggie. And I've really, it's a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful life.
Yeah, right. I was going to say. So what would you say during this production has been the most enlightening or awe-inspiring kind of unfolding that's happened during rehearsals?
Well, the one thing is watching all of the actors. And we have a very experienced group of actors but who have been in the business and of voiceover at different levels. And watching everybody come alive and embrace their part. We had a dress rehearsal last night. And everybody, from the little kids that are involved to the seasoned professionals, everybody just brought everything they had to it. And it came to life. And I knew, Stephen and I were talking about it afterward, I knew that we had a show now.
We've been talking with George Trahanis, one of the directors of the upcoming 10th annual benefit production of It's a Wonderful Life. The performance will be recorded in front of a live audience on December 21st at Cafe Istanbul. Doors open at 6 o'clock, with performances beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. For tickets and more information, you can check out cafeistanbulnola.com and wonderfullifenola.com. Well, George, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us.
Well, thank you for having us. And I hope you and a lot of your listeners out there will be able to make the show on the 21st.
Absolutely. For NOLA V and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.